Good morning, London, and welcome to the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young, here joining you as I do every Saturday morning on the show where we talk all things health, fitness, nutrition related, and it is a pleasure to be joining you wherever you may be tuning in from. Now, a few different things on the show that I wanted to discuss today in regards to what's new at MedPoint. Well, there's always stuff going on at MedPoint, of course. The new Wellness Center has opened. Of course, there's lots of availability right now, but spots are filling up rather quickly. So you'll want to act on that. Get your 24-hour access membership. It comes with a personal training session each month. It comes with other membership perks that you're going to want to take advantage of. We've also seen quite a spike in the number of personal training one-on-one sessions that we've been seeing go through the gym as of late. And I think people are just kind of, you know, maybe tired of their same old routines, or maybe it's the wintertime blues hitting. But we are seeing a lot more people coming through the doors concerned about their health, their fitness, and their activity levels. And sometimes you might want to even just do a huge diagnostic screening and get one of our 3-hour, 4-hour, or 5-hour medicals. Of course, we do over 25 different diagnostics in those. And they are a great way to see your health profile, to understand where you need to make improvements, and to also recognize where you're doing things well. Because, you know, a lot of times I feel in healthcare we're very proactive in Canada here. We're not often told what we do well. And sometimes you might have a great diet, but maybe your activity levels are low. Perhaps you have, you know, your cholesterol's high, but you've been working out a lot. You know, there's just so many different things in your body that you want to make sure are working optimally. And that's a great way to start. Later on in the show, I actually have Angela Scott from 4City Mindfulness, who's partnered with MedPoint to bring her services here. We're going to speak with her on the second half of the show. But speaking of health, one of the things that goes into health is sleeping. And sleeping can be very important. It obviously sets the mood for the next day, sets the tone. Maybe you feel groggy, you're not getting enough sleep, or maybe not enough of a certain type of sleep. You know, we want to try and achieve that REM sleep so that it's effective for us. But what happened is the clocks went ahead by 1 hour. And sometimes that can throw people off. Obviously, it can throw a lot of people off, especially those with young children. So one of the things that I wanted to make sure that I touched on here is good sleep hygiene. Making sure that you have good sleep is going to be very important because, like I said, it can set up the success of your whole day. It can have you feeling sluggish. It can maybe have you drinking 3 or 4 cups of coffee. But one of the biggest things is the circadian rhythms within your brain. So there is a brain center. It's like a nucleus that has almost your internal clock or timer running constantly. And those circadian rhythms can be thrown off by lots of different things. Alcohol consumption, maybe lack of sleep, maybe baby crying waking you up, intermittent interruptions throughout the night. And obviously a lot of people felt it this past weekend where we sprung ahead. Seemed early, obviously, mid-March, but it's something that we all have to deal with. And a lot of people are like, well, why don't we just meet in the middle, like do like a half hour back or a half hour forward, and then don't touch the clocks at all. That's a good idea. We do want to achieve consistency in our sleeping habits, but one of the biggest things I want to suggest, I have two recommendations for anybody listening today who may be affected by sleep and their sleep hygiene. The first is to make modifications to the room that you're sleeping in. Perhaps it could be that there's daylight creeping in at the early hours of the morning that's disrupting you. Perhaps it could be noise. Maybe you need some noise canceling devices. Maybe you need a thicker door. I'm not sure what that looks like for you, but there are certain strategies that you may want to put in place, such as a sound machine or something that will kind of keep any sort of abrupt, loud noises from affecting you very much. So the second tip that I wanted to give everyone today was just about going to sleep earlier, because how can we combat against interrupted sleep as we spring ahead with the clocks? Well, you know, we need to make sure that we're adapting. We need to make sure that we're adapting properly, and we need to make sure that our body has that chance to fall asleep. in the most natural way possible. So it might look like if you go to bed at 11 o'clock every night, you may want to try and get there a half hour earlier just to make sure that your body is getting the amount of sleep that it needs and recovering properly. You know, I think that this probably affects people with young children the most. Usually people who whose kids have left the nest, or maybe they don't have kids or have kids yet. It's usually just a swing ahead an hour and not much is felt. But yeah, I just encourage everyone, if you were feeling a bit sluggish this week, that's probably why. And it takes quite a few days for your body to get used to new sleep patterns and new sleep cycles. So you should hopefully be feeling a bit better as this weekend is here. And obviously we want to make sure that we are getting the rest that our body needs, because that's when our body can rest, recover our muscles from the workout, our, you know, thyroid, our, you know, all our hormones kind of get regulated and you reset for the next day. So very important. And maybe we all write a letter to the powers that be and see if we can try and eliminate this daylight savings time or something like that. But anyways, I got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back on the second half of the program, I'm going to be featuring Angela Scott from Forest City Mindfulness. She's going to be on the show talking about the practice of mindfulness and some of the programs that she offers here at MedPoint. So stay tuned. You're listening to the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio. Okay, welcome back to the program. Of course, every Saturday morning we do this show, the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young, and I'm pleased to be joining you wherever you may be tuning in from. And at the first half of the show, we talked a little bit about sleep hygiene, sleep habits, and stuff like that as the clock went ahead 1 hour last weekend. And boy, did it ever throw off parents of young children. And I can attest to that perfectly well, as I've got four at home. I gave a few tips as to how to maybe manage your sleep a little bit better and some strategies to put in place to maybe help with the sluggish feeling we've been feeling this past week. But now in studio, I actually have Angela Scott, who is the leader practitioner of Forest City Mindfulness. And Angela, it has been such a great addition to have you on the team and to have you here with your services. Please explain to us, what exactly is mindfulness?
Hey, Ron, thanks so much for having me. Mindfulness is essentially the ability to be present with your environment and what's going on around you, but also with your thoughts and your emotions, and also with physical sensations in your body, whatever those happen to be. And we learn to do this over time, calmly, and we also learn to do it without judging our experience. Like, oh, I don't like this, I don't like feeling like this. We learn how to just be with what is, whatever that happens to be. And I guess you could say that it's essentially the opposite of autopilot.
Right. Cool. So why would somebody want to practice mindfulness? Why, like, does it come to a tipping point where it's like, oh, I'm just so frustrated and stressed with life? Or is it something that people kind of have a curiosity sparked in them and it's like, okay, I want to try this? Or is it a mixture of everything?
That's an awesome question. Technically, I guess it's a bit of a mix, but there's, you know, it's long been said that people find meditation out of suffering. And so what does suffering mean? It means something isn't working in your life. And the people who seek out meditation or mindfulness practices often do so after a really long period of just getting fed up with living the way they're living. Right. So that can be a real motivator when you're just like, I'm ready to do whatever it takes to not feel like this anymore. So we get a lot of folks like that who are kind of getting near the end of the ropes. They're frustrated. But we do often get people that are just interested in learning it. And, you know, it's a wonderful preventative healthcare measure.
Cool. So what you're saying is when my wife is fed up with me, I should just send her to you.
Absolutely. I will take her.
Right on. Angela, this is a very unique service, something that MedPoint hasn't offered before, but is now offering in our location at 1295 Riverbend Road, Suite 280. And you've got a great setup, a great room set up there that really speaks to the whole, look, let's shut down, let's get rid of distractions, everything like that. During one of your sessions, like, what can people expect? Like, as far as, you know, the room goes, as far as like who else is in the session, as far as like just kind of set the stage for, they're coming through the doors at MedPoint here and they're seeing you. What is that environment like?
Well, MedPoint's growing really, really quickly. So we've got a lot of bustle and activity. But when you enter into the mindfulness space that they've generously set up for me, everything gets really calm. It's a subdued environment. We have all the equipment anyone would need, which, by the way, I should say right up front, you don't have to ever sit on a meditation cushion to learn how to meditate. We've got chairs, blankets, meditation cushions if you want to dabble. And you're going to get an experience that a lot of people find unexpected. I think mindfulness, people are quite surprised by what it actually ends up being. Mm-hmm. It's not about completely blanking your thoughts out and not thinking anything. That's absolutely impossible to do that. It's about learning how to settle and be with what is. And that's often a busy mind. You're going to get a warm instructor in me and someone who uses humor, hopefully appropriately, to just lighten the mood and help people not take it quite so seriously.
Sure. Okay. That's great. Yeah. And obviously, anybody who wants to check out more of these services can go. They're on our website, medpoint.ca, underneath the clinics section there, and they can find you at Mindfulness. Or they could always jump over to Forest City Mindfulness. We've got a couple lines out in the water, so to say, that people can see what it's about, learn about the programs, and kind of figure out what's best for them. Now, aside from kind of being a place of peace and connecting kind of with yourself and shutting away distractions, tell me, what does this do for you from a physiological standpoint? Like, I can kind of already grasp that, you know, heart rate reduces, blood pressure probably reduces, stress hormone, cortisol, probably not secreted as high during these sessions. But give us a full list here, or what to expect of what changes your bodies or what change your body is going through with this practice.
It sounds like you've done your homework. So yes, to all of the previous things you mentioned. But I think the thing with the type of evidence-based mindfulness that certainly I practice and that I teach is that we're very fortunate to have years of clinical research backing these programs. And we now know that a regular, and I stress regular, mindfulness practice can do all kinds of things. It can reduce anxiety levels. And in particular, we have a number of studies that indicate that you can prevent a major depressive relapse if you have a history of clinical depression. Mm-hmm. This is pretty significant. It can decrease blood pressure. It can aid in sleep, helping you produce better conditions for sleep. But it also, there's some interesting studies that say that a regular mindfulness practice can help reduce the number of autoimmune disease flare-ups.
Cool. No, I had no idea about that last one, for sure. And definitely interesting to just kind of calm your body, be in touch with everything, and making sure that you're practicing it, not just a one-off, Angela, but how important is it to, like, do this regularly, on a regular basis?
Well, with mindfulness as an intervention, we call it a dose-dependent intervention. So, you know, learn about it, read about it, and it's great brain candy. It's fascinating stuff, particularly the neuroscience. And but if you just read about it and think about it and like it, but you don't practice, you're not going to get anything out of it. If you practice a little bit, you're going to notice a small difference in your life. If you practice more, you're going to notice more. And if you practice on a regular basis, over time, you're going to see some pretty significant changes in your, not just your health, but also in your mental attitude. You'll start appreciating your life more because you'll be more present. You'll be missing less of the good stuff.
Cool. Well, that's great. And just in meeting with you and talking with you, Angela, I can tell that you're just you just seem like an awesome human being that, like, is, you know, kind of, you know, calm, peaceful, and it must speak to what you practice in your own life.
Yes, sir. I always say, you know, I'm not so much your teacher as I'm a fellow practitioner. I'm a fellow meditator, and I only need to be two or three steps down the path to be able to lead you to these benefits.
I like that. So somebody has come to your website, come to MedPoint website. You offer, I think we were counting, 7 or 8 classes. What's the starting point, or what do you suggest people kind of look to in order to make sure that they're going in the right direction? Like, is it the mindfulness stress based reduction? Is it a private session with you, maybe just to try it out? What do you offer, and what do you recommend to people?
So we've got a little something for everybody. It depends on where you're starting and what it is you need. If you are truly a beginner and you know almost nothing at all about mindfulness or meditation, we have a wonderful introductory class called The Taste of Mindfulness. Right. It's 90 minutes. It's fun. It's engaging. And it really breaks down what mindfulness is and what it isn't. And it's quite a surprise to most people when they learn that. That's a good entry point. If you have been living with long-standing patterns of stress, or problems, stressors in your lives that, really interfering with your ability and your quality of life, the MBSR program, as you mentioned, the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program, that's really the gold standard in the world, really, for attacking chronic stress. It's an 8-week program. It's a big commitment, but it's truly transformative. It's quite a life-changing program, and we'll be running those a few times a year out of this setting. But there's a lot of people that aren't interested in group classes, or they're really not able to do that. And for that reason, I do a lot of individual work. So private sessions where we can teach individuals to learn to meditate, and also really zero in on what their challenges and individual stressors are. So we offer those as well.
That's so cool. Yeah. And I know I like group settings, but it depends what I'm doing, right? And some people who may not want to be in a group, obviously the individual sessions are there and there for a reason. So that's perfect. Angela, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It was refreshing to hear about you and your services. And any last comments for anybody who's kind of not sure, but just want to maybe check out your what you have to offer?
Well, try A Taste of Mindfulness. Yeah. It's a bite-sized commitment. It's fun. It's affordable, and you'll get a very good sense about me as the practitioner and what the material is. That many people just are ready to say, "Okay, sign me up," after attending that. So that's a great starting point.
So cool, Angela Scott. Thank you so much for joining me. That's Angela Scott from Forest City Mindfulness. Obviously, now here within MedPoint and offering lots of different services, classes, programs, one-off sessions. It's an awesome opportunity to get involved here and to, kind of just reset yourself, kind of give yourself that peaceful setting and get kind of more in touch with your body, your mind, meditate, kind of. I feel like in this world, we're just so busy nowadays, and we're on to the next thing, and with the hustle and bustle and trying to keep up on our phones and our computers and whatnot. It is a really good thing to do to just kind of free your mind and get into that space. So if you have any questions, you can go to medpoint.ca and click through the links to the mindfulness. Of course, Forest City Mindfulness still has its website up and going, so you can always check that one out as well. And if you just want to email me about anything that you heard on the show today, it's ron@medpoint.ca. Of course, you can always go online to medpoint.ca and fill out a contact form. Whatever way you choose to get a hold of us, we will get back to you and we will make sure that you are taken care of. All right. That's all the time we have for the show today. I'm sure not many people are listening. At least people who celebrated St. Patrick's Day yesterday are probably just waking up right now. But I wish you all a happy and healthy weekend, and we'll be back next week for another edition of the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.